In the lunchtime edition, residents of Murrayland, Black Rocks, and Michael, deeply concerned about last night's fatal shooting, comparing the barrage of gunfire to a Gaza war zone and saying they're surprised more people were not killed or injured. Meantime, a bystander also left shocked by a separate shooting last night at Kendall Hill, with one person describing the continuing gun violence as madness. The education minister, Kay McConnie, intervenes over a viral voice note about a young man allegedly denied an opportunity for vocational training and gives the assurance the matter has been resolved. Good afternoon, I'm Stetson Babb. This is The Latest. Residents of Murrayland, Black Rocks, and Michael say they are deeply concerned over last night's fatal shooting, with one of them comparing the barrage of gunfire to a Gaza war zone and saying they're surprised more people were not killed or injured in the gun attack. They were reacting to the shooting there that took the life of 35-year-old Kyle Haynes of Deersland, Black Rocks, and Michael. The police say a group of men were liming in and around the patio of a house just after 9 p.m. when two masked men walked up to them and started shooting. The group scampered, but the victim was reportedly shot in the head and was pronounced dead at the scene. Residents of the area tell Starcom Network News they heard a volley of shots from what appeared to be automatic weapons.
I was inside watching cricket. Mm-hmm. All I can tell you, I hear shots like in Gaza, and then I look outside and I see smoke, like if they were fogging.
Gun smoke?
Yeah, that's what it was. It was real shots. When I tell you shots by a murder, according to the rip. I surprised that only one person died, honestly. When I come out and saw him, shot in his head, it could have been six or seven more people like that.
Another resident also spoke of hearing the gunfire.
I have about 9:30, 10 o'clock, anywhere between there. Just inside laying down, just hear about 10 shots. Pop, 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 then another five. A lot of people just started crying. They had people running all the boats, so you wouldn't know who is who or anything, but it's very sad. He's a very nice young man. They were just laying up the road. He's from the other gap. She's in Deersland. But Kyle was very nice. They could really do something about it. There's too many young people. And sometimes when you hear, wait, how about it's bare nonsense? People talking about the government, but the government really can't stop nobody from doing something that they want to do.
Indeed, the residents of the area spoke highly of the young man whose life was taken last night.
I've never done more when Kelly's around. Kelly's a jovial, happy person that sometimes people used to feel he's making too much sport.
I knew him for a long time, for real years, when he was small. He was a bad fella, you know, they used to get in trouble, go work, come back home. Yeah, had the car, the nice day car, he did drive in a tiny little street, plenty street.
Residents of Murrayland, Black Rocks, and Michael. Just about an hour before that Black Rock shooting, a man was injured by gunfire at Kendall Hill Christchurch. Starcom Network News understands that just before 8 p.m., a car drove into a track near a supermarket in the area. Two men got out of the vehicle and shot at people there, hitting a man in his arm. Police and ambulance personnel responded to the scene, and the victim was treated by paramedics at the location and then transported to hospital by ambulance. A bystander spoke to Starcom Network News at the scene, sharing her alarm at what transpired and the general concern about the gun violence.
I just saw the customers and staff running, coming up from the exit, and that was just it. The lady was like, they're just shooting outside, someone is outside shooting. I saw shaking up, like, this is my biggest fear, that something like this comes so close. So it's like, I just can't really get more to really come down from the emotions that's going on. This is like complete madness, like, for these to be happening often and so frequent, it's just total madness. I mean, they can really stop. They can really stop. I mean, we were talking and saying how it's like getting really out of control and like, why is it going on for so long? Why they keep constantly doing this all the time and in populated areas and where people are, like, it's just so unacceptable.
A bystander at last night's shooting at Kendall Hill in the lunchtime edition. The Minister of Education, Keir McCaughey, has intervened in the matter of a young man allegedly denied admission to a government-run skills training course. The issue was highlighted in a viral voice note in which a woman said to be the youngster's grandmother complained bitterly about the matter.
That is why we have so much crime in this country. As you're going down that road, you leave me with no choice to put down my phone. Barbadians, we are in a sad, sad time in this country.
Ms. McCaughey called into VOB's Down to Brass tax calling program to give the assurance the matter had been resolved.
I am as concerned as many people are with regards to the voice note that has been going around with regard to the young man who was denied entry to BVTV. From the outset, let me say that that young man will be in training at BVTV by tomorrow. I have spoken to both the grandparents as well as to the acting director at Barbados Vocational Training Board. I was informed a few minutes ago that they have in fact been in touch with the family, meaning the Barbados Vocational Training Board, and that that young man will indeed, on my instruction, be placed in a course, the training tomorrow.
The Minister of Education, Keir McCaughey. Ukraine says it now controls 100 Russian settlements and 1,294 square kilometers of Russian territory. The incursion into the Kursk region began 3 weeks ago. Last week, President Zelensky said Ukraine controlled more than 1,250 square kilometers. Ukraine's commander-in-chief also says Ukraine has captured 594 Russian soldiers. Earlier, Russia launched another wave of strikes on Ukraine with four people killed a day after one of its biggest air attacks of the war. President Zelensky said Kyiv will undoubtedly respond to Russia for this and what he called all other attacks. Our top stories. Residents of Maryland, Black Rock, St. Michael, deeply concerned about last night's fatal shooting, comparing the barrage of gunfire to a Gaza war zone and saying they're surprised more people were not killed or injured. Meantime, a bystander also left shocked by a separate shooting last night at Kendall Hill, with one person describing the continuing gun violence as, quote, madness, unquote. And the Education Minister, Keir McCaughey, intervenes following a viral voice note about a young man allegedly denied an opportunity for vocational training and gives the assurance the matter has been resolved. The lunchtime edition of The Latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Stetson Babb. Good afternoon.
Don't miss The Latest with Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now.